On a beautiful sunny afternoon in 1945, five airplanes took off from a runway in Fort Lauderdale. The planes were U.S. Navy bombers, but they weren't going to drop bombs. They were just on a training run. The pilots were supposed to fly east over the ocean and then go north, for a while, before heading back home. The whole flight was supposed to only last 2 hours. The flight was called Flight 19, but somehow the officer in charge didn't know where to go. His plane had two compasses and both of them broke, but luckily there was a different pilot flying close by, and he offered to help. But the officer said no. After that day, all five planes were gone. It was like they vanished into thin air. The shock Navy sent out another plane to look for them, and that plane was never seen again. How could six planes and 27 people vanish into thin air without sending a distress signal? Well, maybe there was something off about the triangle between Miami, Puerto Rico, and Bermuda, or the Bermuda Triangle that they were flying through. Some say the triangle sucks ships into the sea. Others say you can go in, but you can't go out. Over the years, ghost ships were found in the Bermuda Triangle. A ghost ship is a ship that has nobody on it, but is in perfect condition. Some even have food cooking on the stove or journals open to the latest day. One time, during a fireworks show, two men got on a boat to see the show. But something went wrong. They called for a coastal guard, but by the time he arrived, they were gone. And the boat they were on was called the Witchcraft. Wow, that makes it a lot more spooky. Actually, the first person to sail on the Bermuda Triangle was Christopher Columbus, while he was trying to find a route from Spain to Asia. But he ended up with America, as you know. But on his ship, the Santa Maria, he sailed through what we call Sargasso Sea, an area full of weeds. Columbus figured that he must be near land. This much weed could never grow away from land, right? Wrong. He sailed for days. Then his compass stopped working. He was in the Bermuda Triangle, where about half of it is covered by the Sargasso Sea. Over the years, many ships sailed through the Bermuda Triangle, but were never seen again. One man wanted to solve the mystery. His name was Larry Kutch. He found that many of the mysteries were not impossible to solve. Like the Atlanta, the British ship full of young cadets that simply vanished. By reading the London Times, of 1881, he found the truth. There had been violent storms in the Atlantic Ocean for almost a month. Those storms lasted for almost a month, and other ships all over the place also sunk. What about the disappearance of the Cyclops, a Navy ship that vanished during World War I? How could that happen? Guess what? Captain of the Cyclops was a German. 21 years later, another war broke out with Germany, World War II. Two more Navy ships were lost just like the Cyclops. Where did it go? Well, down. They were probably shot down by German ships. Does that make sense? Well, there are plenty more mysteries to solve. Maybe you'll be the one. I think that the Bermuda Triangle is very interesting, and all the mysteries that can happen there. And anyone can solve them.